Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia. Greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. And since we appear to be checking back into a live show, our music apparently has came on or already came on, but we'd like to thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us today on this new segment for the month of March. I'm about ready to give you April. I'd like to say Habari Ghani to my old friends, and I'd like to say what's up to my new friends. Once again, thank you for joining us during this segment. We have quite a bit to talk to you about, and I need not delay things any further. We have quite a bit of things to talk about, and I want to give you just an overview. We're going to change the plan a little bit and the order of things. Normally, we come in and we go right into sending our signatures across the water, and we're going to just change things because this is the month for African American History Month for us as Africans. We are bringing in the African New Year, so we'll be doing that on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So therefore, we're going to reserve that time for our libation and get right into the heart of our topic. If you can see on our billboards, we are on a new topic, and that topic is seed to feed our nation. And we have three guests that will be with us during the course of our eight segments. We're going to have eight segments, ladies and gentlemen, and you might want to jot them down on your calendar. Our eight segments for this month will be for Tuesday and Thursday, twice a week, whereas we used to come on 5 days. We'll now be coming on for this month only twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, so jot them down. Now, we have a featured host of guests, and one of them is Mrs. Lorraine Muhammad. She will be bringing up the rear with our topic on Maiafa, looking at the family and looking at issues that pertain to women, the genocide that is going on within the race of the African American woman and minority women and alike. She's going to be discussing that today, giving us an overview, but I'd like to set a precedence and lay a foundation. Then we're going to have Brother Robert, Robert Muhammad, who is an expert in working in the area of organic and sustainability, as well as working with hoop houses and setting up the construction. So he's going to come in and lay the foundation for all of those who are sustainable people, like all of us should be, and he's going to give us instruction as to how we can get our youth involved in setting up those fresh organic vegetable stand. He's an educator, he works in the school system, and he has a wealth of knowledge to give us. So throughout this whole month, we're talking about seed to feed, and that is my topic, seed to feed, that comes out of Young Living And Young Living is an organization that works with essential oils, and they have property in various different places like Salt Lake, Utah, where they grow their own seed for essential oils. And periodically, the team and myself will get a chance to be involved in that. And our convention is this year, ladies and gentlemen, and I just want to note that for you to jot it down. We have a convention coming up. Our international grand convention will be coming up on the 26th through the 30th, and there we will get a wealth of knowledge where they share all the new products and introduce us to things such as essential oil. And for this month, they're giving out a special gift for those who have 190 points. And that is like the Abundant Essential Oil and also the Common Sense Essential Oil for those of us who need a little bit of pep in our step. Now, for the benefit of all of you who are trying to figure out what does reading have to do with this. Now, we also have another category that Brother Tate, Sister Lorraine and Brother Robert are involved in called Read to Feed. And that is where they come in together to talk about programs that they have done with the school system with children. And Brother Tate is a specialist in hip-hop artistry, and he will be bringing up the rear to talk about how do you incorporate hip-hop into helping our children to read through reading books like Jack Magazine and reading Ebony and hip-hop books to bring young people in to be interested in reading in the first place. So that's how we've gotten this connection here. We've got the Read to Feed, and then we have the Seed to Read. And the seed to feed is talking about gardening. And I'm just going to lay it down to you flat. You know how I feel about organic gardening. And I finally got my website up so you can go on out to my website. I am into cooking. And my main thing is talking about how we can disguise superfoods and put them in raw foods and put something good on it we like chocolate. See, I'm a chocolate lover, so I did the whole doggone thing. I went ahead and started putting together some dark chocolate products, and I have a website out there, and I want you to go to omisorganicbroadcaster.com and look at all. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who's playing games with the maitre d' and the host, but they better stop it, because we got a program going on. Are you still out there in the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen? Let me go to my caller number 302 and say hello. Caller number 302, hello. Caller number 302, hello. Okay. Hello? Caller number 302-438, hello? If you're out there and you can hear me, could you say hello?
Yes, please. How are you? From Lakum.
Well, Lakum Salam, my sister. If you could speak just a little louder so the audience could hear you. Is this Mrs. Lorraine Muhammad?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello, and we'll have you in the atmosphere in 1 second. Hold tight, okay? Let me say
all
hello
right.
To caller number two. Caller number two. They've got these hold buttons on for some reason. Caller number two. Hello? Caller number 347-5945. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who am I speaking to?
This is Sister Naima from Brooklyn, New York. Sister Lorraine.
Hello, Sister Naima. How are you?
It's a blessing to hear you on the radio. I thought I lost you for a minute, because the radio went blank for a minute, no voice.
Oh, yeah. They cut all of us out of the room. I had to we all got kicked out. We had to try to get back in here. And
right.
That happens sometimes. That goes along with the territory. But Blog Talk, they do their best to try to keep us up and running. I have to give them their prompts. They work hard around here. Hold tight. Oh. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
caller number 3357. Hello. Hello. Caller number 357, how are you? Can you hear me? Caller number 3574844. Are you there? Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to go on with our chatting, and I'm going to just have my our chat room open, and I invite you to come in to the chat room, and we're going to just bring Mrs. Lorraine on. Mrs. Lorraine, are you out there? Mrs. Lorraine, hello? Okay. There she is. Hello, Mrs. Lorraine. Hello, Mrs. Lorraine. If you can hear me, give me a shout. Caller 438, Mrs. Lorraine, hello. Hello, Mrs. Lorraine. Mrs. Lorraine, hello. This has never happened before, ladies and gentlemen. For some reason, somebody keeps putting all the buttons on hold. Mrs. Lorraine, you're in the atmosphere. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Lorraine comes from Wilmington, Delaware. She is also an advocate for the Nation of Islam. She works with women groups and advocates on behalf of retreats and workshops. She also has been working with the Read to Feed program. I became acquainted with her through the Read to Feed program, through her brother Tate, as well as brother Robert. And I invited her to come along to be a part of the Read to Feed. I had no knowledge about the MyAlpha program until she informed me. She has been working with the MyAlpha program and women, and I asked her to come on to talk today briefly about the MyAlpha program for women. So it is a program that deals with dealing with apparent planhood, a whole host of things pertaining to a genocide, and I think she'll do a better job of explaining that. Let me bring her on board. Mrs. Lorraine, are you out there? Lorraine? Hello? Lorraine? Hello, Lorraine? Okay. Now, I have someone here that that is from the Yoruba group, and I'm going to ask them to give us a little background about themselves. Hello, ma'am. Could you give us a little background about, is this Mrs. Lorraine?
Oh, come on. Sure, you can't give me
a Lorraine?
Mrs.
Lorraine, hello? Can you hear me, Miss Lorraine? Miss Lorraine, hello? Hello, Miss Lorraine. It seems like they're kicking her off the show for some reason. Okay. Hello? Anybody, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Now, I understand while Mrs. Lorraine come back on, because it seems like she got kicked off for some reason. While she's getting back on the show, can you give me a little background information? Are you with the Yoruba group? From Mrs. Lorraine was telling me just a little bit about you. Can you give us a little background information about you? Hello? Hello? Okay, there's... I think that's her. Mrs. Lorraine. Hello? I don't know what's going on. Hello? Mrs. Lorraine, I'm trying to bring you into the atmosphere. You're in the atmosphere, Mrs. Lorraine. Can you give us a little background about your program and the MyAlpha program? You're in the atmosphere. Hello? Mrs. Lorraine, hello? Mrs. Lorraine, I see your hand up, but I don't hear your voice.
Good.
Where's all these hold buttons on for? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm waiting for you to talk.
Well, I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to get it. I keep saying hello, hello. I'm sorry about it, but it's not
my
fault.
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Go ahead. You have the atmosphere.
Oh, okay. So sorry about everything that happened. I just couldn't hear everybody. First of all, I wanted to ask assalamu alaikum and peace to everyone
salam.
Out there. And I just want to thank you, Cheryl, for allowing me to come on the blog radio and allowing me to, with Brother Tate and Brother Robert, with the Read to Feed. One of the things I would like to share, if anybody got the book Message to the Black Man, on page 64, Birth Control, Death Plan, Honorable Elijah Muhammad was one of the first books that I read under birth control, and it stated, and I'm going to read something from it. It says, to the lost found members of the tribe of Shabab, the so-called Negroes, I warn you, my people, especially the women, to be aware of the tricks the devil are using to instill the idea of a false birth control on their clinics and hospitals. Sterilization is not a birth control, but the end of all possibility to bear children. So we are all aware of that, Cheryl. And the example of the clinic in these areas where they are having Planned Parenthood was founded by one of the women. Her name is Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher was a prominent leader in the eugenics and birth control movements that eventually led to the sterilization and contraceptives and abortion. As the chief architect of the modern culture of death, Thatcher's legacy now includes the death of more than 49 million innocent surgery-aborted children in the United States alone. Also, today there is a genetic threatening to erase our hope and eliminate our future. It is three times as likely to strike black women. It's claimed 14 million of our children. It is abortion. You see, abortion doesn't solve problems. It just creates a different ones. I know because I have had personally people discuss it about their having abortions in my community.
Well, Sister Lorraine, how did you get involved with the MIAFA program, and is this referring to a genocide where they're eliminating excess people? Because I know that there is an effort to reduce the population growth, and this might be a part of the reduction of population growth. Tell me.
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me? Cheryl? Cheryl, can you hear me?
Lorraine back on here. Lorraine, you have the
answer. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. They kicked me out of the room, so I'm back. Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Now, Mrs. Lorraine, I was asking you, was this a program that you were seeing persistent in the 21st century? Is that Maiafa still persisting now And in what manner is the myopia still taking hold to our black women? I know the Mississippi appendectomy is a very, very strong topic that pertains to women losing their uterus, and that is a form of genocide as well. So you can you clue us into some of the things we can look for so we'll know if that myopia is persistent in the 21st century?
Well, myopia is just in Swahili, it means genocide. It's just a word. But they do have the DVD that's available, or you can go on YouTube and listen in, or it's, you can go on www.myopia21century, and you can go on YouTube and also look at the documentary. But my thing is to educate the individuals, especially male and females, the deadly attack that's on the black woman's womb. See, they go on the fact that it's friendly to go in Planned Parenthood. We all know that, am I right? And majority of the Planned Parenthoods are 75% of them are in black neighborhoods. Are we asking ourselves why they're in all close by in our neighborhoods? Why are they in our neighborhoods?
You're absolutely right. It could be, once again, a conspiracy to get the women to take advantage of the services and to literally stop the production of the black seed. So here lies how it fits into our topic. We're talking about saving the actual seed that we put in the ground. We've got to save our seed that we produce against our lineage. That is a far greater effort to try to save the seed that we can be preserved.
Michelle, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Now, we have some other people in the audience, and I just want to find out who we have with us. Caller number 595, are you with us? Can you tell us who you are?
Yes, my name is Sister Naima Muhammad. I'm from Brooklyn, New York City. I'm the sister of Sister Lorraine Muhammad, and I'm here listening, finally listening. You know, we got it going on listening to this very important message and information about women losing their uterus. And that reminded me, I had a friend years ago, and to lose your uterus as a woman, you also lose a piece of yourself as a woman, your mind, your sexuality, your whole person, and everything like that. We need to be re-educated about this there. So my sister Lorraine brought this information. It's a very good program that you're in, and I'm listening in. So go right ahead, sister, and explain yourself.
Thank you so much. Caller number 357-4844. Are you with us out there? Do you have any input? Caller number 357-4844. We're lending you the atmosphere if you'd like to say something. Otherwise, just tell us you want to listen. You want to listen? Okay, very good. Now, let me say this much. Sister Lorraine, you brought out a very good, important time. It is an important topic, and it's timely because the seed is so valuable of the woman that we cannot afford to go to Parent Planhood and throw our seeds away. We have to be mindful of the fact that God ordains for children to come through our womb. So it's very important that we teach our young women that there are proper ways for using birth control, and there are some natural ways for using birth control as well. But you have to be very, very careful because you're going into these butchering doctors and they're butchering women up all in the name of trying to prevent them from bringing forth seed. It's very important that we remind our young people that you have to make sure you understand that if that child is at full gestation and God has sent that child through your womb, then you are going to have to be obligated, unless it's a situation.
Trying to party over here.
Oh, Richard, put your phone on mute.
who's texting? Hello, can you hear me?
Come up.
Let's go with the program. What happened with the program?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Is you texting or something?
No, I don't know what happened to anybody. I'm trying to text him to find out what happened. I don't hear him no more.
Me either. Like she said before, that she may have some kind of engineer problems or whatever's going on. Maybe they don't want her program to get off the air, on the air. Because I
don't know.
And I had a call back and everything. I thought that, you know, did I miss something? What happened? You know, and I had a call back again.
I got it on now and I don't hear anything.
But maybe she
got it on the internet. Huh?
You got her on the internet.
Yeah, I got it on the internet.
What about the phone?
I'm on the phone now, and I don't know what's going on.
I think it's connection going on there. I hope it's not a conspiracy.
Oh, Richard,
you have me on the phone too?
Richard, you answer?
I ain't. How did I get on the phone with y'all? I was
listening to the phone. That's why I said, did you put 5-6 on the phone? Because we're the only ones on the line.
We're the only ones on the line.
I ain't hear myself on the radio. I had to call back twice. I don't even know how that happened.
I don't know.
We're on a three-way line. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, this going crazy.
Brother Richard, that's my sister.
She's on and you're in the atmosphere. Well, we in the atmosphere. I don't know what's going on. Is the mother?
Yeah, because I've been hearing you talk. I ain't hear the radio.
Oh boy,
be on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
They're tracking us. I don't know. You know, they said they'd be tracking Muslims across the country, on the planet.
So y'all want to call? Wait a minute. Let's see what happens if we. I'm gonna go back on the internet and see if she's back on because she's really trying to do. She's trying to get me out there.
You know what it is? I think she said the engineers or something is going. Something is going down, but she said they do trying to keep up. It's kind of hard. It get crazy sometimes. Somebody's working.
Sister Ava don't be having that problem. Sister Ava.
You know, the Federal Communication Line, remember that. So we at war, so, you know.
Lord. Let me see if you think I'm going to try again and see.
Well, I'm going to keep it on. I'm not going to turn it on because she might come back like she did before.
Brother Richard, you there?
Hey, he went off. He said he was crazy.
Oh, God.
He probably trying to call back again.
Let me see.
Brother Richard say, "Hey, say where he's at? He's on that side. We on this